they're not. Your only problem on it is that H. Allen Smith is his strong backer, and we got a piece to think through with Smith, but I think we probably can do that. I think we'll let Cluffy do it. Cluffy's a former colleague of Smith's.
Right.
I think Cluffy ought to talk to Smith and say, I'm going to have to let this man go, and I'm sorry to have to do it, but I want you to understand that I'm trying so long.
That's right. Bob, they're still down here, Cluffy.
And just say to Cluffy, we don't want to protect a guy that doesn't belong in the job. We'll do him a disservice because he'll get screwed up again sometime.
That's right. That's right. That makes sense. I don't care. I understand. I don't care if the Republican or Democrat. The point is, he screwed it up.
He does have the career status, so there is a little thing that might be good.
Mr. Puppy's all right. He's delighted.
Puppy's all for it. He's delighted to get rid of it.
Because he says he did
no good.
No, Reagan, get credit for Reagan on
it. He's sit on taking jurisdiction on this thing, and then proceed to the
Coffee Griffins and the rest, all sit there with the wine. So
step, I can sit down when you...
And they'll be having their coffee and things, and I'll let them stay there and knock it out and say, no, hey, I'm gonna have the aides take you to the green garden,
see the rose garden and the cabin room.
Where they have the things, and I'll bring you to see the cabin room. And of course, it's not about worrying a great deal in terms of the long range thing. I tell you why, it's the courts and they moved on, that's that, and we'll have to fight with it. We'll have to find ways to get along with the goddamn thing. The point is, we didn't move. You see what I mean? We didn't move like so many of our people wanted me to step up and say, we ought to bus, you know, the Mono, the Charlotte case and the rest. I said, no, we'll wait for the court. Now the court has done it. The court has sent to the town, and you're forced to do what the court did.
And you'll go ahead and do it, which we've been doing all along, and that, it's worked pretty well.
It's worked pretty well in the South, hasn't it?
Damn right it has.
For example, I forget that Los Angeles case, if they don't bust in Los Angeles, where you go to hell.
Yeah. You can't do it.
And you can't.
I mean, financially, they can't do it.
$3
will break the school district. And while the voters of Los Angeles, the tax-paying voters, are not going to, approve a bond issue or a
special
tax assessment to buy school buses to take their kids to black schools. They just ain't going to happen.
What about Charlotte?
I wouldn't think so. Even less so. The physical problem is the LA is great because it's the physical problem is insurmountable. It just can't be done.
Bush minus 3 or 4 that we do. I don't know why I didn't think of that before. But of course,
they've already done it.
That this son of a bitch is out there had people around. No,
yeah,
probably didn't do it. He went in just like Rogers did and get surrounded with the same State Department people. Who the hell are all these people at Rogers? Got the hell State Department people. Sure, he's shot them around with them, but they are State Department people. Not ever, you must always remember what this son of a bitch did. That's that typical. Colonists remember they hate you. They want to beat you. That's the way they play. They aren't like we are, you know, what the hell. Here I am, we fight Johnson at the White House country. Shit. Do they play it that way? Never. Never.
And they know again, if you're succeeded by a Democrat, you'll never see this place again.
Well, I don't know, you might.
You might.
That's because they may need you.
Right. They may
need you. Only like an Eisenhower. But on the other hand, they won't, they'll actually never see it.
That's your damn shit.
I've got hungry in.
Sir.
Agnew
won't get near this place if the Democrat takes over.
Got enough to see around yourself. No, it's a curious, they play for blood. And I want you to inculcate these people. I mean, I don't want to, I think, Bill's theory is right up to a point. You know, his idea is, listen, that's going to be so, as he talked to you about going to be so obsessed about the press and so forth, what's your reaction to it?
I think, right? No. We aren't obsessed with the press.
He thinks we are.
And I think the stat is,
if we were not there at all,
if we were obsessed with the press, I think he'd be right in saying we shouldn't be.
I don't think
we are realistic about the press.
Is everything else,
and to be taken in by the press, or to be deluded into thinking we can change the press, is ridiculous. But I don't think he totally disagree with that. I think his view is that being realistic and not being deluded by them, you then got to also face the fact that they're there and you're here. There's nothing you can do about that either. Therefore, you've got to use them in whatever ways they're usable. And some are usable some ways and some others. And you got to work with that reality.
I think actually the way I answered the egg question at the yes and the is about right. In other words, I didn't jump at the opportunity to say, well, that ain't wrong in criticizing the press. I backed him up. But then I went on to say, well, I'm not going to get into it. I'm just going to stay above the battle. I think that's the right attitude on this point. You know, some of our hard ads, hardliners would like you to give them the press again in the ass. What's in it for me, Bob?
There's nothing.
If he brings me
but he doesn't take them on, and he never takes them on unfairly. He never does any blanket indictment. He never does any the press is wrong.
That's right.
What he does is he says, you misreported that story because, like I said that, he can't fault anybody. We'd have to be out of our minds if we didn't come up on those and try to correct the errors. The attitudes, we got to work against those. But where you get to, it's the gray ground where you get to the very tough thing. What do you do about the TV network guys who are there and can't do it? They're going to be covering this. Dan Ryder, Herb Caplow, and Tom Jarrett. Oh, your point, the rest of them, Bill Matthew. What do you do about that? You're dependent on them in a way. Because what they go out and say, you think, is what people think you think, regardless of what you really think. Straighten it out once every month or so when you get on TV. But in the 29 days in between, they've got the chance to hammer away at what they're saying.
Let's have it, though. I think part of the thing is right. I think he ought to go. I don't think he's ballsy enough, farmsy enough, to be the Secretary of Agriculture Salesman in the campaign. He's got a
question about that.
And fight for it. So, can we, I'll tell you who you can talk to about this, is Bill Rogers. He's very close to heart because of the current situation. See, now, Bill, politically, it's just best. What he thinks, what his title is for him. If he does, he ought to take the presidency for him. He really should. And after all, Bob, too.
It's been here 3 years.
Been here 3 years, and he's done a good job, and he goes out on a high note. There's that. Where my pal is, Julian, Chris and I were talking to him last night about the incident. He says, and she feels strongly. She says, Bill, just never miss an opportunity to do televised on the ground that bangs night after night after night, and that no matter how you do it, and it's the point that I make, Bob, is that people got to understand is you can't expect me to get up and work my butt off to try to do scintillate each time, but just be up there and be solid and strong.
But you do. That's what bothers me. And I agree with Pat that you do scintillate every time, whether you're on TV or not. So it's a damn shame not to be on TV.
I can do better though. Sometimes I'm sharper than other times. Oh, but yeah. I cannot be as sharp. I cannot be razor sharp each time. And you know, our people.
Well, you can be damn near razor sharp. The thing you can't do, which is what people keep looking at, is you can't talk each time.
No, I don't.
You can't make each one be better than anything.
Oh, because the questions may be lousy. That's the one thing.
So some are not going to be as good as others.
Some are not going to be as exciting. Some are going to be not as much.
Just at times. The public interest that it gives them
more money. But the president up there whacking away before that television, I think it's our only answer. I just don't think others. I think Rogers will. I'd like to see Mr. Krejci go on the news hour. No. Have a press conference, but their point is that we should go. So,
I agree.
Just as well we get this editor's one that way. I mean, it may be that we missed an opportunity to be on again, to be in a different format, but what the hell? Tonight will be an appropriate day to go on again. Agreed?
Thank you.
see, the radio audiences could turn out to be...
We could have had a bigger audience than we think, too. Now, the only estimate we got is what a normal audience would be. And there was substantial advanced publicity on it. Whether that you're going to be on radio tonight, and that kind of thing, and that could well have ended up a bigger radio audience than normal.
Oh, for example, the Captain people all were at dinner, they tuned in the radio, Henry was at dinner, they tuned in the radio and listened to it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like old days, isn't it?
We used to do that all the time, well, I remember that.
Yeah, they used to tune in Roosevelt.
Roosevelt and the price fights were the two things that, you know, always interrupted dinner and listened to.
The price fights, yeah.
Or the Lewis fights, you know, always had to stop. And then we always used to listen to Hitler. I didn't understand a word of it, but boy, I remember hearing him screaming and hollering. And sit there in utter fascination listening to Hitler. The transmission was bad.
The JCs.
Yeah.
Pretty much Paul's wrong. That's his problem. He's just a real sweet, nice guy.
Each other on Fifth Avenue.
The pushing, and then they, well, basically, it's a Jewish news.